What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, July 20th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're getting updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. We are rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Bobby Portis, Cam Payne, PJ Tucker, Cam Johnson, and Devin Booker on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we've got Drew Holiday. He's 9,600, projected for 41 fantasy points, 12% chance of being the optimal captain, 31% at the flex, 42% overall. Drew finally woke up in game five and started making some shots. I've got him in for 42 minutes, 19 points, almost 8 assists, almost 5 boards, 2.5 stocks. He's just a balanced play, but he looks super similar to someone like Devin Booker. You just get him for a little bit cheaper of a salary. No problem going there to the captain spot. No problem in the flex, but less than a 50% chance of being in the optimal altogether, which I do think is interesting, but that's just how this series works. There are too many upper echelon guys. You can't fit them all at the same time. You got to take the 6 big plays from this game and think, at best, you're getting 4, maybe it's 3, and you're sort of fluctuating between the two. I'd say probably 2-1, you need 4 of the big guys, and then one part, you need 3 of the big guys. Sometimes it's just going to be a more of a bench scoring guy day. I don't know what I'm mumbling a little bit here. The deal is this: when I run my optimals for DraftKings, the makeup of the lineup usually has 4 of the 6 big dudes in it. 67% of the time, in fact, that's what happens. 33% of the time, it's only 3 of those guys. So that's why you see Drew Holiday being the optimal lineup less than 50%. Same as Devin Booker. You can only fit so many high-quality guys in there. And for right now, by a hair, I've got Holiday over Booker. Now, we take a little bit of a step up in tier for number 4. That would be Chris Middleton. He's 10,200, projected for 45, a 14% chance of being the optimal captain, 35% at the flex, and we get him right at the coin flip mark, 49% likelihood of being in the optimal. I have him in for 43 minutes, 25 real points, 6.5 boards, just shy of 5 assists, just shy of 6 assists, and a steal and a half. We've been seeing exactly what you get out of Chris Middleton, which is a lot of mid-range scoring and the guy that sort of dominates the ball in the half court. Now, it can be Drew Holiday as well, but for 4 of the 5 games, we haven't seen him make a shot. Game 5 was a little bit different. I have no problem going straight back to Middleton. He is their main half-court creator, and I'm happy to see that. He's been doing a fantastic job this series. 10,200 is a pretty big price tag, and it does feel easier to get to Drew. But even still, even at 10-2, I think Middleton is more frequently in the optimal lineup. But now we get into some Suns. Number 3, DeAndre Ayton. He is 8,200, projected for 37.5. He's the optimal captain 13% of the time, optimal in the flex 43% of the time. We're taking another little half step up, 55% likelihood that Ayton is in the optimal. I gave him 40 minutes. He played a lot more than that in game 5, and they probably need it again in game 6. 17 points, 12 boards, which is just a really crazy double-double projection in a finals game. DeAndre Ayton, way better than I was ever expecting him to be. You still get an assist, you get a steal, you get a block and a half. He's going to have to do a little bit of everything, and you know the minute ceiling is there. If he's not in foul trouble, they're going to have him out there as much as they possibly can because they don't have alternatives at the 5. I think they want to try to limit those Jay Crowder at the 5 minutes as much as they possibly can. And at 8,200, DeAndre Ayton's pretty easy to get to. That's why you're seeing him get to number 3. He is a very efficient option today because of his price tag and because his floor is so high. As long as he's not in aggressive foul trouble, he's sort of default to a double-double. And if he doesn't, if DeAndre Ayton somehow has like 12-7, I can't imagine it's going well for the Suns. Speaking of slightly underpriced guys, Chris Paul at 9K, very surprising to me. Although it fits at least a little bit coming out of the game 3 and 4 performances. Projected for 42 fantasy points, 12% chance at the captain, 47% at the flex, and 59% overall likelihood of being in the optimal. I have him in for 38 minutes. He looked a little bit more healthy down the stretch of game 5 than he had in the previous 2 games. I'm hoping that helps him move forward. And honestly, I assume he's throwing everything against the wall at this point, because if it doesn't work today, they're going home. 19 points, 9 assists, 4 boards, 2 stocks. I don't think Chris Paul wants to go out like that, but I am a little nervous about it, just generally speaking. I am Team Bucks for this one, but I can't get away from it. Chris Paul at 9K is too cheap. He's the second best option on the slate. Now, before we get to Giannis Antetokounmpo, one last reminder. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Finally, comment section underneath this video. I want your favorite contender, your least favorite contender, and the guy that you thought should be on this list that you did not see. Don't forget, it's not just live before lock tonight. It's live after lock. Laffy and I are sticking around after lock for probably the whole game if it goes like it did for game 5. We're going to hang out. We're going to make some bets. We're going to watch the game, and we're just going to chill. This may be the final time we get to cover any NBA for an extended amount of time, so make sure you're tuning in with us. Yeah, this one's obvious. Number one, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 12,800, projected for 62.5 fantasy points, a 32% chance of being the optimal captain, 41% at the flex, 73% overall, 41 minutes, 34.5 real points, 12 boards, 6 assists, at least a steal, at least a block. There's nothing else I could say. Everybody on the planet knows that Giannis is the best play in fantasy. It's not even remotely close. He's projected for like 15 or more fantasy points than everybody else. Don't overthink it. If you're just playing one lineup, Giannis is the most frequent captain. He's the most frequent optimal lineup participant, no matter what. If you want to get crazy and fade him in large field 150 max stuff, I get it. That's fine. But we know exactly what's going on here. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the number one contender for today's slate. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, July 20th. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Strategy show 10 a.m. with Laffy, where we break it all down, potentially for the final time. And then, as I mentioned, live before lock and live after lock, starting at 8 o'clock tonight. I expect this to be the final one. I think the Bucks closed them out here. If it is not, I will see you guys again on Thursday for Game 7 contenders. Otherwise, thank you for joining me this entire season. I really appreciate it. It's been fun. Don't worry. Contenders will be back for next year. Good luck tonight, everybody. I'm going to say it right now. I will see you next season for another edition of the NBA Contenders.